So since we are talking about both SIBO and SIFO in this module, let's look at the connection and look at why we have lumped these two conditions together. So duodenal aspirate has been considered the gold standard for diagnosis both for SIBO and for SIFO. This particular research study found that when duodenal aspirate was taken from those in the study, one-third of people had both SIBO and SIFO. SIFO alone was 26. So we already talked about in a previous lesson about how SIFO alone was about, would make up about a fourth of those clients. But SIBO and SIFO combination was actually a third of people. So even more people have SIBO and SIFO than just SIFO alone. So that's really, really important to understand. Now, here's another part of the study that's basically looking at the number of people that have overgrowth in general. So basically, this study found that 63% of those people in this study had overgrowth. And we've looked at previous, you know, we talked about previous studies and other lessons that have shown up to 84% of people have overgrowth. So as we previously mentioned, there's some variation in the research of the number of percentage of people have overgrowth, but it is really, really high that people have overgrowth. And what this study has shown is that a lot of people with overgrowth, about a third of people that have GI symptoms unexplained, have both SIBO and SIFO combination. So very, very common to have both SIBO and SIFO. It's very, very common that you will be treating both of these things in your practice. And again, some of the reason why this is these two conditions often go together is likely due to the fact that they have similarities in some of their root causes, that dysmotility root cause, that protein pump inhibitor root cause, that hypochlorhydria root cause is similar for both of these types of conditions. All right, we'll see you in the next lesson.